One, two. Anurabana. Hey, Dr. Joe, can you hear me?
Shavuot, Rabbi. I see you're in a different room.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I see you're in a different room.
Yeah, because I can't be like in the middle of the house doing this.
When are you coming back?
Tuesday.
So the Daf Yomi will be at 6:15 tomorrow.
No, tomorrow actually I'm going to give the Daf. Tomorrow I'm giving the Daf Yomi at 7:20. I just put it in the chat. 7:20 tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure yet about Monday morning. Tomorrow morning, 7:20, the Daf Yomi. Okay. Let's Bezaz Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Siman, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We are at Tana Rabbanan on the fifth line on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Tivua Tsivura. If you have a pile of wheat, so it's not yet in your storehouse, but it's in a big pile. And the way they used to have big piles is the big pile was really put away for long-term usage. So if it's put away from long-term uses, so at least according to Rav Yehuda, it should be muktzah. So the Gemara says, "Bizman shehischil ba me'erev Shabbos." If you already began using taking wheat from this pile on erev Shabbos, muktzah l'stapik mena b'Shabbos. So then you are allowed to use it on Shabbos to feed it to your animals because it's not muktzah. Because once you started using the stuff already, you show that this is something that you use on Shabbos. However, Vim Lav, if you have not used it before Shabbos, also listabik mimena b'Shabbos, it is forbidden for you to use it on Shabbos because generally speaking, these big piles were stuff that you put away for long-term storage, so you're not going to use it on Shabbos. Now, here's the strange part. The Gemara is going to change this in a minute. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean, Divrei Rabbi Shimon? If anything, should be Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds of this kind of muktzah. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold this, so don't worry, the Gemara is actually going to change its mind shortly. Rabbi Acha, matir, he permits it. Asks the Gemara, klape laya, which direction is this going in? What do you mean, Rabbi Shimon forbids it? Rabbi Shimon is the one who permitted this kind of muktzah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema, divrei Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha was the one who prohibited it. But Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon is the one who permits this kind of thing. This is a dispute about muktzah, something that usually you're not going to use on Shabbos, but technically speaking, you should be able to use it this week, whatever. You could use it, you could feed it to the animal. Usually you store it away long term. So that's the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Usually you don't use it. Yehuda says it's muktzah. You have to actively designate it. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even if you don't actively designate it, if it's something that's usable on Shabbos, we don't assume it's muktzah. Tana, kama shir tvur tzvura. How much is a pile that people generally put away for long term usage? Lesech. How much is a lesech? A half a core. A core is 30 sa'ah. So a lesech would be 15 sa'ah. Boimine, Ravin Chum Bar Zachai, Mabai Shir Tvuat Sur Bechama Amalei, Hare Amr Shir Tvuat Sur, a lesech. Ibailu. So the B'nai HaYeshiva asked a question. Now the Mishnah permits removing four or five boxes worth of wheat for the purposes of a mitzvah. They need the place for the Talmidim to sit and study Torah, or you need it for your guests. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. It says four or five boxes is okay, right? Four or five boxes is okay. The question is, what if you have less stuff but more trips? Which is, because the whole issue here is tircha. You're not supposed to do too much tircha on Shabbos. So four or five boxes is okay. So let's say, what about if you had 20 boxes, but they were lighter, so it was easier to carry? So which is a worse tircha? Carrying heavy boxes, but only four or five of them, or carrying 20 boxes, less stuff? It's an interesting question. See, I always would rather carry lighter things and carry them more times, because if you wear a Fitbit, you have to have steps. So the more steps that you take, the better off you are. So it's more exercise. So carrying a heavier load fewer times is not as much exercise as carrying a lighter load. But I don't think the Gemara really cares about having more steps. In times of the Gemara assumes having more steps is a bad thing. I think having more steps is a good thing because the Fitbit goes up. But generally speaking, the Gemara wants to know which is worse, which is more tircha, carrying less boxes that are heavier or making more trips with lighter boxes. That's the Gemara's shayla. It says in Wai Barluhu, Hani Arba V'chamish Kubos Akamar, Arba V'chamish Kubos in Tfei Lo, more boxes, even of a lesser amount, you can't. Alma Lemute Bihilucha Adif, what's better is to not walk so much. Odilma Lemute Masay Adif, no, it's better to divide the four or five boxes into 20 boxes, but it's lighter. That'll be easier to do on Shabbos. That's less of a Tircha Shalola Tzorach on Shabbos. Tashma, come near a proof about this. The Tani Chada Mefanen Afilu Abba V'Chamesh Kupos Shel Kadeh Shemen V'Shel Kadeh Yai. Four or five boxes of barrels of oil, pitchers of oil, and pitchers of wine. So that price, it sounds like, no, it's four or five boxes, that's it. The Tani Yidach Be'eser V'Chamesh Yisrael. Then another price that says, no, even 10 or 15. Maybe the opinion that says four or five boxes says it's better to have fewer trips. And the opinion that says 10 or 15 says, no, it's better to have lighter loads, even with more trips. Says the Gemara, lo. No, that's not what they're arguing about. Everyone agrees that fewer trips is easier, is less tircha. Umi savris be'eser uvachamish asara. We're not talking about the boxes, 10 or 15. We're talking about how many jugs there are in each box. It means if you have 10 or 15 jugs, the maximum boxes you can use is 4 or 5. Below kasha. And there's no contradiction. Oh, the first price is 4 or 5 boxes. The mishtaka chad chad, bikupa. Where it says 4 or 5 boxes, and it doesn't count how many barrels, it's talking about that each barrel is in one box. So if each barrel is in one box, the max is 4 or 5. Baha, where it says 10 or 15, the Mishkali Trey. Right, if it's 10 barrels, that's 2 barrels per box. It's also 5 boxes. Baha, the Mishkali Tlasa. And the Bryce that says you can carry 15 didn't mean 15 boxes. It means 15 barrels when you fit 3 barrels per box. That's 5 boxes. So there's no contradiction. All 3 Bryces hold 5 boxes. Uvidikure da Harpanya. And we're talking about the barrels in Harpanya, which were very small. So the Bryces are not arguing. And the Gemara does not answer the suffix of which is worse, which is more tircha, more trips or heavier boxes. And the Rush writes that because the Gemara is mistopic and doesn't give you an answer, so the Rush says that it's better to do 4 or 5 large boxes and not 10 or 20 smaller boxes. Let's continue. Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva, asked another question. Hani arba b'chamesh teka amar. These 4 or 5 that we said is dafka 4 or 5. Afagav diislei orchin tuva. What about if you have more guests and you need more than 4 or 5? Odilma kol fi orchin. Or maybe if you have more guests, you could do more than 4 or 5. Vim timsama kol fi orchin. If you want to tell me you have more guests, you could move more than 4 or 5 boxes. Chad gav final kolul dim gav final anafshin. Can one person, can the host be the one to clear out 15 boxes all for the extra guests? Or no, do we say one guy can only do 5 boxes, but if you have to clear out 15 boxes because you have a lot of guests, so you need a lot of space, then you got to invite 2 other guys to also clear 5 boxes. Tashma, Damaraba Amar Rabbi Chia, Pam Achas, Halach Rebbe L'makom Echad, V'ra Makom Dachak L'Tamidim. He saw that in yeshiva there wasn't enough room for that meeting to sit. The yotza lasada umatza sada mle omrim, and he found a field filled with stalks of wheat, and he thought that was a great place for the bachim to learn. The imer Rebbe kol asada kula, and Rebbe gathered together and moved all of these piles. So you see, since he had more guests, he's allowed to do more tircha, more than 4 or 5. And similarly, Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Pamachsalach Rabbi Chila Makamecha. One time Rabbi Chila went to a certain place. He saw the Tamidim was sitting in Yeshiva. There wasn't enough room for them. He found a field filled with bundles of wheat. He gathered together all of them. So we see from here, even one person can collect. First of all, you see from here, it all depends. If you have more guests, you can do even more than 4 or 5 boxes. You see, Rebbe did it all by himself. What do you mean? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he collected his own bundles? Really? He had servants. He was the Reish, he was the Nasi. Ella, Siva v'imer, lon kol chav v'chav v'fayel l'nafshi. No, he commanded his helpers to do it. And really, each person can only do 5. But you're allowed to do more than 5 if it's not just you, if you get some help. So the first suffix, the Gemara was poshi. And even in Kodesh Avchista, it all depends on the guests. You're allowed to have more. But the second suffix, the Gemara does not poshate, since it's a suffix. Oh, so now what should you do? So the question is, are you allowed to do all of it yourself, or you got to bring other people to do it? So it's a suffix. So the Mefarshim say over here, it's a suffix iser, maybe you should be machmir, and you shouldn't do it all yourself. You should get other people to help. So says the Rush, and the Rambam passing this way. However, in the Mechidushim Yuchasim Loran, says no, the whole iser of Tircha on Shabbos is a suffix derabbanan. The whole Isser of Tirchan Shabbos is an Isser Durabbanan. So even though it's a Suffolk Isser, but you could be lenient because it's a Suffolk Isser Durabbanan. That's a very interesting question. If you have a case of Suffolk Isser Durabbanan, so on the one hand, it's a Suffolk Isser, so you should sit back and do nothing. On the other hand, it's only Nisa Darabanan. So maybe we should apply Safik Darabanan Lukula. So that seems to be the dispute between the Rosh and the Rambam on one side and the Ran on the other. You should just lay back and not do the Isser. But if it's an Nisa Darabanan, you could say Safik Darabanan Lukula. Lachar, I would have said Safik Darabanan Lukula. Now it's a little bit strange. Why the Rosh and the Rambam say, you know, the whole thing, Tircha, you say, is just an Nisa Darabanan on Shabbos. Why do you have to hold back and not do it? Maybe the answer is because you could just as easily get other people to do it. So there's really no reason for you to do it. So why not? Why not be machmir? Okay. Let's continue. So just stop. You have to know, like, you're not supposed to just do a lot of schlepping on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do a lot of schlepping. Okay. Now, once again, what did the Mishnah say, gentlemen? The Mishnah had said that you are allowed to let's say you have these boxes in your house or boxes in the yeshiva, and you need the room for the Talmidim to sit and learn, you're allowed to remove the box on Shabbos, even though normally you're not supposed to schlep boxes on Shabbos, it's tircha. But if it's for Talmud Torah, it's mutter. Or if you have guests, you need a place for the guests to sit, that's also a mitzvah of achnasas orchim. So you are allowed to violate the Isur Drabbanan of Tircha Yisera for Achnas Zarchim. That's what the Mishnah stated. So once we're on the greatness of Achnas Zarchim, the Gemara diverges now with a little agarata to tell you how amazing the mitzvah of Achnas Zarchim is. Zok the Helge Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Gedol Achnas Zarchim Kashkama Space HaMedrash. Achnas Zarchim is as great as the mitzvah of Hashkama Space HaMedrash. What does Hashkama Space HaMedrash mean? Does it mean just learning Torah or waking up early to learn Torah? That's two opinions. Some of the Achronim imply that Hashkama Space HaMedrash is Lav Dafka. It just means learning Torah. Because our mission is not talking about waking up early. However, the Riaf explains that it means no, waking up early. Because the fact that you're allowed to do it for guests, of course you're allowed to do it for Talmud Torah. That's obvious. The Mishnah doesn't have to say that. The Mishnah says that it, just to prevent them from not coming early to the Beis Medrash, that you're also allowed to remove it. Now, what about the fact that Talmud Torah is connected cool? Okay, we'll come to that in a minute. So again, says the Gemara of Yochanan, Gedol Achnas Orchim Kashkama Space HaMidrash, that except welcoming guests into your house is the same, is equivalent, as great as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because it says that the two reasons that it gives that you're allowed to schlep boxes on Shabbos is either for guests or for Talmud Torah. So for the fact that the Mishnah chose these two examples, guests and Talmud Torah, could have chosen any mitzvah. So the Mishnah is trying to teach you that Gedola, Achnasas Orchim, the same as Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the fact that the Mishnah put Achnasas Orchim before Talmud Torah is because it's a Dover HaMatzoy, Shaykh Eitzel Kol Adam. But you can't necessarily prove that Achnasas Orchim is greater than the fact that it's first. Now, what about the fact that we learn Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? So the Gemara means here, as far as the greatness of learning together with a lot of people in the Beis Medrash together, called Torah, she'en Beis HaMedrash below Chiddush, point of Yochanan, learning together in a large tzibur, as opposed to learning by yourself, is as great as Achnasas Orchim. And according to Rav Dimi, Achnasas Orchim is even greater. Right. Others say it means about waking up early. So even though Talmud Torah is connected kulam, but the Gemara here means the special added dimension. Obviously, Talmud Torah is connected kulam. Talmud Torah is the best. But the Gemara here in Equating Chanas Archim, according to some of the Achronim, is that the point is that there's a special added dimension to learning Talmud Torah Barabim, to learn with a group, because Ein Beis Medrash Below Chiddush. So that Hachnasas Orchim is as great as the extra added dimension, not the basic Talmud Torah. There's nothing that compares to the basic Talmud Torah. That's why it says Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. It means learning Barabim. So again, Omri Yochim, B'dol Hachnasas Orchim Hashem Beis HaMedrash. B'tan Yochim B'dol Beis HaMedrash. Rav Dimi Min Ardoya, I went, no, Yosem Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. That Hachnasas Orchim is greater than learning in public. Because first it says Achnasas Orchem, and then it says for the sake of learning in Beis Medrash. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, Gedol Achnasas Orchem Kahagvalas Pnei Shechina. Achnasas Orchem is greater than accepting the presence of Hashem. Tichsev Vayomar Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Is a machlokist. Does that mean Hashem's name or my master's? Adonai. Now, if you learn that this word means he's talking to Hashem, Hashem, so what does he say to Hashem? Hashem, please wait a few minutes while I go take care of these three guests. So if you say that's Pshat, then wow, then Achnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. What about if you say the other way? What about if you say that he was talking to the three guests saying, Adonai, my masters, please don't leave, I would like to give you. So what about that pshat? So before we get to that, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed that halacha lemaisa, is Achnasas Orchem better than Talmud Torah? Here's a question. You're sitting and learning in your house and somebody knocks on your door. What should you do? Should you stop learning to welcome the person into the house? So the Chafetz Chaim passes in Avos Chesed that we hold against this Gemara. Well, I shouldn't say that. We know that, generally speaking, the rule of Osik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. So whenever you're learning, you always have to stop learning to do a different mitzvah. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that even Achnasas Orchim is like all other mitzvahs, and you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for Achnasas Orchim only if it's impossible for the mitzvah to be done by somebody else. However, if you have somebody else that could deal with the Archin, you're not Mevatel Talmud Torah. And it's only if there's nobody else at home, or as far as the covet of the Archin, you have to deal with them yourself, then you're Mevatel Torah. Now, why is it that Hachnasas Archin is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? Why is that? So the Achronim write, actually the Maharal writes, that a person is created in Tzelem Elokim. A person is created with Tzelem Elokim. Now, if you go run after a guest to go help out a guest who's created with Tzelem Elokim, that is honoring Hashem. So Hashem is happy for you to go do Achnasas Orchim because you're honoring the human being because he has Tzelem Elokim in him. But Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not attached to him. So the Maharal says that's why Achnas Orchim is greater. Now, I mentioned earlier that in Masechta Shavuos, there's a Machlokes Tanaim, this word Ado and then Nai in the Pasuk. Is it Kadosh or Chol? Tanakama says he's talking to the guests. And told them to come in. And others say, Shem Zeh Kadosh. He's telling Hashem to wait. That sounds like if you say Hachnasas Orchim is greater than the Shechina, obviously it's got to go according to the opinion that says that it's Shem Kadosh. Now this is the pshat. I just wanted to add this. Listen to this beautiful idea. So Avraham Avinu himself knew that Hachnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas and Pnei Shechina. Listen to this, Lamdus. Sharp word in the Achronim. Listen to this. Avraham Avinu knew that Achnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina from the fact that Hashem tried to make sure there would be no guests. He made it very sunny there should be no guests. If Kabbalas Pnei Shechina was greater, what's the difference if he would have had guests? Avraham Avinu shouldn't have left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you have to do that? Must be the fact that he wanted to make the no guests because he knew that if there were guests, so he was going to have to go serve them. Oh, and one last point here. Let me just read one more line of the Gemara. Remember, Lazar. Bo re'e shelo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam ein katan yachalom elagod lahamti natshavo atzlacha. By human beings, a katan can't say to God, hey, wait there, I got to go deal with something. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'zivah yomer Hashem imna matzasi chem enecha. Oh. So what's the pshat over here? If it's a Lashon Kodesh, how could Avraham Avinu really say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, Rabbanu Shalom, I know you came to visit me because I'm sick, I just had a bris milah, but do me a favor, hang out here a few seconds while I go deal with these guests. How could he say that? What's the pshat? Very nice. Kedolach nasas orchem. How can you do that to Rabbanu Shalom? Why is this true? Listen to this beautiful pshat I saw. It says, no, Avraham Avinu wasn't saying to Hashem, wait until I come back. What Avraham Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Hashem, I am davuk to you. I am davuk to you. I am attached to you. You came to visit me. I am now one with you. I am connected to you. I want it to be that even while I'm going to deal with the guests, I'm still in your presence. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Hashem's everywhere. What do you mean he had to say, Hashem, wait over here till I go over there? And when he goes over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not over there. Hashem's everywhere. No, what Avraham Avinu was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al na savar me'al avdecha. He wasn't saying, wait till I come back. He was saying, Hashem, please, just like I am attached to you now when I'm talking to you, when I go do this mitzvah, I want that the whole time I should remain davuk to you the whole time as if I was standing just with you before him. Who says this pshat? Hashem is malei kol haaretz kavodo, and he's everywhere, wherever Avram goes. His bakasha was on himself. Hashem, please help me that I shouldn't lose focus on you even while I'm doing this. And that's why he's not like a basar v'dam. A basar v'dam, when you leave him, you leave him. It's not bakavadik. However, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I say I'm going to go do this, he's not leaving Hashem. He's saying, Hashem, please allow me to remain connected to you even while I'm doing the mitzvah. So says the Dubna Magid. And it's not a lack of covet for Hashem, because what do you think Hashem wants you to do? He wants you to do the mitzvah, but still remain connected to Hashem while you're doing the mitzvah. So says the Dubna Magid and the Marsha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Vida B'Shelem Rav Asim Rav Yochanan. Shisha Dvarim Adam Ochol Peiroseim. Olam Azeh V'Akeren Kehem Sol Olam Abba. There are six things that you get reward from them in this world. Even though the Gemara and Kedushin presents a dispute whether there is any reward in this world, so the Gemara and Kedushin seems to say that this opinion is against that opinion. This opinion holds there is reward in this world, at least for these six things. Right? The Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yaakov says in Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malekah, there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. It's all in the next world. But this Mishnah seems to assume that there is. And you even get schar also in the next world. That means having kavana in your tefillah. Either waking up early or just learning the base medrash. Famous mission. I thought it was only these. Answer the Gemara. Hani nami bahani shaykha. The first six are included in those four. A bunch of them are included in Gemilas Hasadim, and a bunch of them are included in the other ones. Achnasas Arkim and Birka Cholim are part of Gemilas Hasadim. Ian Tfil is also part of Gemilas Hasadim. I guess when you daven for somebody, so it's Gemilas Chasadim. So if you have Kavana, Ashkamis Beis Hamedrash and Gid Lebanu Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. Don Chaver Lekav Schus is Havas Shalom. Ah, Once the Gemara talks about judging people l'kaf schus, so now the Gemara goes off on a tangent to talk about how people used to judge people l'kaf schus. Amazing stories. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hadan chaver l'kaf schus, Doninoso l'kaf schus. Doninoso l'schus. Someone who judges his friends favorably, Hashem will judge you favorably. Now, I have to explain, what do you mean Hashem will judge you favorably? Hashem's going to be emistic. You're supposed to get what you deserve. What do you mean he's going to judge you favorably? Hashem doesn't have a suffix about what you do. He knows what you do. So we'll have to see in a minute. Story happened, a guy came down from the Galil and he worked for somebody for 3 years. The guy worked for him for 3 years, he never got paid. Erev Yom Kippur said, okay, now it's time to pay me. Let me go home and support my family. I'm low. Ainly most, I don't have money to pay you. I'm low. Tainly peros. I'm low. Ainly, I don't have peros. Tainly karka. Ainly, I don't have. Tainly behemoth, give me an animal. Ainly. Tainly karma kesses, give me pills and blankets and mattresses. Ainly. So what could he do? The guy didn't have anything to pay him. So he went back home with nothing after working for 3 years. He was all downtrodden. La'acha haregel, after Yontif, not a balabai schara b'yodav imo masi shlosha chamorim, echad shamaycha v'echad shamishad echad shalmini megadim, v'ochol l'beisim. After Yontif, after Sukkot, the guy who owed him the money, got all the money together, brought it to the guy and made a whole party and gave him all the money for 3 years. La'acha shachlo v'shosin eslo schara, after they had a whole feast, he paid him for all 3 years. Omar lo, b'shosh amati lo teni schara amati, ein limos, b'mecha shatani. When you asked me for the money and I told you I didn't have the money, what did you think happened to all my money? So I thought to myself, well, maybe the guy had such a great deal, he put all his money in a great deal, so he had no money. And you bought stuff. When he told me, give me a behemoth. What did you think? Maybe you rented the animal to somebody else. I have no land. Maybe you rented it out to somebody. Maybe all the payers are tevel. Maybe you makdish all your money to the Beis Hamikdash. So the guy said to him, I swear, exactly as you thought you were done judging the kaf's chus, that's exactly what actually happened to me. He died to call nechasai. I made all my nechasim hektish. Bishul Hyrcanus Penishla Osak Petora. Because I have a son Hyrcanus, and he's a Russia, and I didn't want him to get any of my possessions, so I donated all of them to Beis Hamikdash. Ukshabasi is a chaver b'dorim, but you call the darai. And the rabbis were matir my nedarim. Just like you were done me l'schus, Hashem should judge you l'schus. Yeah. So how can you talk about by Kodesh Baruch Hu done l'schus?
Rabbi Mida connected me though. Is that the whole idea?
No, but what's Hashem? Zchus means if you're not sure whether a guy is doing something bad or good, you should judge him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as him being not sure. He knows whether what you did is good or not. How could Hashem judge you? Look, have zchus. So this is what he says. No, let's say a guy, the case would be like this. He was onus milakayim ezer davartov. A guy was nenas, he had an onus, he wanted to do a mitzvah, he couldn't do it. He was an ani, he couldn't give tzedakah. Or he got sick, so he couldn't daven. So Hashem should judge him with kaf schus and say, if he would have had the ability to do it, he would have done it. That's the kaf schus. And he gets schar, that's the Ben Yehoyada says like that. The Pele Yoetz writes, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the emes la'amita b'chol davar. Nevertheless, when a person does a maise, which has both a good part and a bad part, Hashem should favor the good part over the bad part. Something along the lines of what you're saying, Reb Mordechai. Okay, let's continue. Tanur about another story. Maise b'chosid echad, Shepada Riba Achas. Story happened, a certain Talmud Chacham, Chassid Echad. Whenever the Gemara says Chassid Echad, it usually means Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lai. So says Rashi, based on the Gemara of Kam. So we're not talking about small fries here. These are like, this is big time. Listen to what he did. So he redeemed a girl from captivity. Shepada Ribachas, Bas Yisrael, V'lamolo Nishkiva Tachas Margalosev. Now he needed to take care of this girl. She's in a hotel. What's he going to do with her? So he put him in his room in the hotel and told her to sleep by his feet. L'machar yard v'taval. The next day he went to the mikveh in the morning. V'shana l'talmidav. And he taught the shir to his students. Amalan, he said to them, v'shah she'ishkavti atachas margalosa. When I made this girl sleep in my room by my feet. V'mecha shatani. What did you suspect me of? Amar v'shami yishpana tamashin abadak l'rebi. Well, maybe you didn't want to give this girl to one of the Talmidim because you suspected somebody would do something inappropriate with her. When I went to the mikveh, what were you choshesh? Maybe because you were traveling, so you were all washed out, so you had a carry. That's exactly what happened. One time the Talmid Chacham needed something from a certain non-Jewish woman. All the Roman generals used to cavort with this woman. Amru, mi yelech. Who's going to go try to deal with this woman over this issue? When Rabbi Yeshua got to the entrance to the house, he took off his tefillin four arms away and he went into the house. And he locked himself in with this non-Jewish woman. After he came out, he went to the mikveh. Why do you think I took off tefillin early? Holy object of tefillin shouldn't go into a makom tuma. When I locked the door, which is yichud with a gayish girl, maybe there was something, a serious issue about politics that you had to discuss with her, you didn't want us to hear. When I went to the mikveh, maybe a piece of spit from her mouth got on your garment. Exactly as you suspected, this is exactly what happened. Just like you judged me favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge you favorably. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that you are allowed to move these boxes of grain for a mitzvah, but it's only if they're not muktzah. So the Mishnah talked about what's not muktzah, what is muktzah. We found a truma tahora, pshita. So if this truma is not muktzah, obviously truma is not muktzah. What do you mean? A Kohen's allowed to eat it. And it's going to lotzricha b'yad yisrael. You're not a Kohen. So the question is, Ma would the same came into Lachazile, since for you this thing is worthless, usur, you might have thought it's mukta for you. Kamash Malon, Kevan de Chazia Lakoin, Shapir Dami. Since a Kohen can eat it, it's not considered mukta even for you. Now Tosfos here says this is not always true. We had a case earlier that a 3-finger by 3-finger garment is only good for an ani, but for an ushir, that would be mukta. So what's the difference? How come over here you say what's mukta for one is not mukta for the other, and yet over here we say if it's mukta for one, it's mukta for the other? So Tosfos talks about that over here. He says that it's a vartan chashivos, that by truma, it's not a vartan chashivos, it's just a question of you have a technicality, you're not a kohen. It's not that you value this thing less. You just can't eat it because you're not a Kohen. So therefore, it's not mukta. But if you're an Ashir, for you, this thing is valueless. It's valueless like Eitzim Vavanim. So it's like a rock. Udemai. Says, Demai halo chazel. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat demai. Demai means something in the natural truma. Demai is taken off of it. Says, if you want, you could be mafkir your nechasim and become an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai, so therefore this stuff is theoretically raw to you. This nun, machinus aniim demai, ani is allowed to eat demai, esachsania demai, or the armies you're allowed to feed demai. Because rov amei haaretz maasrin, right? Most people do take off maasers. So therefore, it's just a chumra de rabbanon that we say you can't eat it, but if you're an ani, we let you eat it. Now, wait a second. Are you allowed to make something hefker on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos? So you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's why the rabbi, when we were growing up, the bar mitzvah boys, the rabbi used to always give out the svarim to the bar mitzvah. You see, he says, don't worry, I'm not giving it to him. I already made a kinyan with him before Shabbos. Because you're not, or after Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So are you allowed to be mafker or something? It says over here that why is the demai not mokta for you? Because if you want, you could have been mafkir yinachasim and you could be an ani. But how are you allowed to be mafkir yinachasim on Shabbos? So the Meiri writes on this Gemara, from here it's mashma that it's mutter to be mafkir something on Shabbos. Because hefker just means you're making something ownerless. It's not really transferring something into somebody else's rishus. That's the kinyan that the rabbis forbade. Just making something ownerless, that's not a problem. So says the Meiri, you see in this Gemara. Very interesting. I'm pretty sure there's this dispute between the Ketzos and the Sivas about that, whether Hefker is a Haknoa, or you're just removing yourself from it. I'm just removing, but it doesn't go into somebody's Rishus. Or others say, no, Hefker is Mamish. Now it's like owned by the public, or it's a Hefker is also a Haknoa, not just a Siluk of your rishos. I believe the Ketzos and the Nesivos debate that, if memory serves correct. So anyway, even though Iboy Mafkir L'Nechseh V'Havei Oni, so on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mafkir. The Meiri says, it brings a right from this Gemara, that on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mafkir, you're Nechasim, because Hefker is not a Kenyan. You're just removing yourself from it. So the Meiri says you have a right of that from this Gemara.
The Rabbi, if the poor person can eat it, why isn't it like the truma that the Kohen can eat? That's the reason why you can move it, because at least there's somebody who can eat it. Here the Mishnah says a poor person can eat it. Why do you have to make it hefker?
So that's a very good question. You want to say, we've said before that truma, if it's good for him, it's good for you. Right, but here, by the demai, right. Oh, Tosis says that shot. Joe, take a look at Tosis, ask your kasha. Fantastic, Joe. Tosis, ask your kasha. Look at the Ibai Mafka Lenechse. Look at this Tosis inside, Joe. Have a Matsi Lememra. The Gemara could have also answered Kidalael, the answer we just gave earlier. Kavan the Chazi for the Anim, it's Chazi for the Ashim too. Ella. Kavan the Mishkach Taima. Afilu didei matzi chazi, Amar uper kol show uper kol shochlu isrich haytime. Yeah, it's a better answer. You're right. It could have given the other answer, but this is an even better answer that it's even fit for you. And elsewhere, the Gemara needs this reason also. This reason is used to answer other kashas that wouldn't help for muktza. You're right. For muktza, we have other answers, but elsewhere in Shas, like the Gemara says, you can make a mezumin on demai. How can you make a mezumin? It's treif for you to eat. So there, it doesn't help that it's good for somebody else, because for you, you got to leave. So, but elsewhere in Shas, you need this answer, Joe. But great ha'ara, Joe. Very, as my ninth grade English teacher in MTA would have said, that's very perspicacious. That is very perspicacious of you. Paying attention to detail. Apparently,
I have to look up the word.
Get to learn a little English here with Kamenetsky and Amos Shabbos. We got to finish it. Here we go.
Perspicacious.
Says, yeah. Pay attention to detail. I wouldn't have known it if not for my ninth grade English teacher in MTA, Mrs. Strom. Okay. I think she's already in the Olam Hamas. The Amar of Huna Tana Beishamay Omer Eimachinas Neim Dvay Esachsan Dvay Beisil Omer Machinas Neim Dvay Esachsan Dvay Ma'is Rishon in the Trumasa. This is Ma'is Rishon that the Levi separated Chumas Maisa to the Kohen. It says, more Pshita, it's kosher. What's the problem? Lotzricha Shekadimo Bishibolim. No. You were Mafresh Maisa Rishon and gave it to the Levi before it had Miruah, before it was really Chai. Venitla, he meant Chumas Maisa, Lonin, he meant Chumagadol. But the Levi was Mafresh Chumas Maisa But the Levi wasn't mafresh truma gedola from you, because since you gave the meiser before the truma, so you gypped the Kohen from a little bit of this stuff, from 1/50th of this stuff, you didn't give it to the Kohen. So the Levi should have given a little bit of the meiser rishon to the Kohen for truma, because the halach is you have to first be mafresh truma. So you gypped the Kohen of a little bit of truma. Pater mitruma gedola. Rabbi Avo said the Rish Lakish that Maaser Rishon, which you gave to the Levi while it was still in stalks, before it had miruach, before it was in the pot, before it was chayv and trumas and maasers, so you effectively exempted from truma gedola. Shneimar v'ayrosim and trumas Hashem, maaser mina maaser, ma'atil chavalo truma gedola u'trumas maaser mina maaser. You only have to give truma gedola. The Levi doesn't have to give truma, even if the Yisrael gave to the Levi and gypped the coin from the truma gedola, he gypped him. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye Ihachi, this is true. That the Torah exempts you, afilu gdimu b'kri nami lipader, even if you gave truma maisa to the Levi after it was chayev, you should say the same thing. Amalei, no, alecha makra, nikol matnosechem tarimu. No, you have to always give truma. Says Gemara, Ma Royce. Okay, so how come when you gave it b'shibalim, you don't have to give truma, but if you gave it b'kri, you do have to give truma? Well, this is an obvious answer. High idgan, high low idgan. What do you mean? Once it's in a pile, it becomes chayiv and truma and meisters. So that's why you have to give the truma. But before it was put in the pile, it was never chayiv and truma and meisters in the first place. So you get out of the problem, and you don't have to give truma. A little bit more. Meisters sheni v'hektish niftu pshita. Obviously, it's not mukta. Lo tzricha. You didn't give the chomesh in redeeming it, but that's not ma'akev. It still goes out l'chul. Turmus hayavish, an old, a dried out bean, dafka yavish, avalach, lo, my taima, came in the mar, if it's moist, it's very bitter, lo achlo, the goat doesn't eat it, and therefore it's mukta. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning, we'll have daf yomi bez Hashem at 7:20. 7:20 tomorrow morning. Everyone's welcome to join. Thank you very much for coming. A gute vach.
Good vach. Thank you.
Good vach. Good vach, Rebbe. Thank you.
Good vach. Thank you.
It's not good.